This is head coach Paula Kruger of the Northern State University Wolves, and you're listening to Wolves Basketball on Hub City Radio. Go Wolves!
66-44 from inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting Booth. HKG, you bring the vision, we bring it to life. Head coach Paula Kruger joining us courtside from Heritage Court following this one. And coach, just kind of what's going through your mind right now?
I mean, their physicality and the style that they played today, we just didn't match it very well, and they really just killed us in the paint. And, you know, we were trying to take away some of the threes, and then we went down and we helped, and they hit a couple there. And, you know, we cut it to five, and then we came down and we took three or four just not very good shots, I didn't think. And they went down and they scored seven in a row or something like that, and then all of a sudden it was 12, and before I knew it, it was 16. And but I told the kids that this game certainly doesn't define your season. I mean, it looks like a blowout, but I would venture a guess and say that everybody knew that's not how it was. But, you know, the adversity that they've played through, everything that they've meant to the program, you know, all of those things, they cemented their legacy, you know, as a very, very good basketball team in the last 2 years with this crew. And so nothing but love for those kids, for every single one of them. You know, I went down the line in the locker room just to let them know, but I don't know in this day and age if everybody understands that when you get somebody to stay for 5 years, that's incredible. Yeah. And when you get people like Maddie and Morgan to stay in Aberdeen, to choose to be a Wolf, those things don't happen every day either. And so appreciative, you know, of that piece. And, you know, Elena and Michaela choosing to be Wolves after being someplace else and embracing it and growing with it. And, you know, we don't do what we did if Michaela's not here. And we don't do what we did if Elena doesn't choose 3 years ago, you know, to be a Wolf. And, you know, I could go down the line, and if I start to talk about them, I'm going to cry on the radio. So you guys are going to, I'm just going to let it be. But what Rio means to Northern State basketball, I think everybody knows that.
There's no two ways about it. I mean, she has a record for setting records, is what Josh Lee said. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And Coach, I'm hearing a lot of finality in your voice. You know, it feels like this might be the end. You know, the regional is what it is. You have to kind of wait and see how that all shapes out. But I don't know. I'm just hearing a lot of finality in your voice.
I don't have any reason to believe different right now. You know, I mean, obviously there's a small outside chance that we're not done. But reality says that when you went in as the eighth seed and you only win one in your tournament, and the people in front of you are still playing. You know, reality says that your chances are not great. So I don't have an answer for what that's going to look like. And we're kind of in no man's land right now. I don't really know, no idea what that looks like. I don't, you know, I mean, I'm going to have to sit down and look at some things. We'll have to watch the MIAA. Certainly nobody from behind us can win games and come in, but you know, Kearney won some big games in their conference this last week. So, you know, I mean, at this point, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, we'll do a little bit of scoreboard watching for sure. And, you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you. Officiating tonight, there were some tough ones.
I'm not going to talk about it, Tukes. There's better things to talk about, how hard our kids played, how hard the other team played. That's the reality of basketball. They have a really hard job, and I wouldn't want to wear a whistle or stripes in any way, shape, or form. And I appreciate the fact that they come out every game. As a coach, you're going to have things that you don't like, and that's just real. You know, I mean, you want it to go your way all the time, and that's not reality either. And you need to catch some breaks, and you need to create some of your own breaks. And unfortunately for us, we didn't. And when we had chances to knock down some shots, they just didn't fall. We just offensively just weren't very good today.
Yeah. 66-44, your final tally here. You know, it's just one of those games that it felt like there was a lot of confidence going into it. And to be honest, you roll the ball out and play CSP tomorrow, I still feel confident playing that team. You know, they're really, really good. But I think you guys are too. And
I don't think there's any doubt that both teams are really good. I don't think there's any doubt that we're really good and they're really good. They were better today, and they crushed us in the paint, and we tried to bring a couple double teams and help, and then they hit a couple threes off of that. And you know, we did a pretty good job on Hawk in the first half, and then in the second half, she kind of got loose on us, and You know, she made some big plays, and Becker's a hard guard, you know, and the people around her knocked some shots down, and having Rio and Maddie both in foul trouble, that hurt a little bit, and it wasn't because, you know, it wasn't anything that they did wrong. It just, they were going to pick in those two kids. It was very smart coaching on her part. If you can get those two in trouble, it changes a little bit of what we do, and they took us out of some of our pick and roll stuff early because we turned it over, and then we lost some confidence in it, and that's hard. You know, I mean, it's hard to watch a group of kids that have played so well all year offensively just not have it today.
Well, Coach, I hope this is not it, but we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out with the regional. If it is, it's been a blast doing this with you this season. I hope it's not, and I hope we're talking next week about a trip down south somewhere else. But if it is, God bless you, and we'll see you in 25.
Thanks so much, Tukes. I appreciate you. Wolves Nation, thank you so much.